Monday, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in Showbucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, strong gains quickly developed in cattle futures today following the surge in beef values on the morning cutout report. This was driven by triple-digit gains in nearby live cattle and feeder cattle trade. Pressure was seen today in lean hog futures, although light volume was seen, leaving markets generally weak. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade today. May corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 28 points lower. NASDAQ down 20 points. Live cattle futures surged higher, though, in light to moderate trade with strong buyer support moving into the market as April futures posted a $1.70 gain at midday. This pushed front-month futures near $123 per hundredweight as aggressive support continued to develop in all nearby contracts. Meanwhile, following a wobbly start to the day, feeder cattle futures rebounded nicely and regained its composure with strong triple-digit gains quickly developing by midday. The aggressive market support pushed front-month April futures above $137 per hundredweight, with gains in front month futures at $1.80, as all nearby contracts traded $1.80 to $2 per hundredweight higher by midday. And grain futures were mixed today after another choppy overnight session with plenty of reason for caution. USDA updated its monthly supply and demand estimates today as traders around the world tried for an early exit ahead of the Easter weekend. Corn prices were a little lower in two-sided trade after surging to good gains on Monday. Yesterday's short covering rally took May to its 100-day moving average. Soybeans, though, held on to small gains as overnight trade wound down, which kept to an inside day on the heels of Monday's bearish reversal lower that left the nearby range bound. And wheat was mixed after a choppy overnight session mostly failed at an early attempt on follow-through buying. Winter wheat contracts battled resistance at the top of their downtrends in place since February, while Minneapolis tried to hold six-month lows. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.